Welcome back. In this lesson, we're getting deep into a really important old-school DNB workflow, taking a shuffled breakbeat idea from session view, capturing it into arrangement view, and turning it into a proper edit that feels like a real drum and bass record. This is one of those moves that separates a loop from a tune, because in old-school DNB, especially jungle-inspired stuff, the groove is not just the sound of the break. It's the way the break survives the arrangement. It's the way the bass answers the snare. It's the tiny edits, the little dropouts, the phrasing, the tension and release. That's where the magic is. So the goal here is not to build a perfect loop and drag it across the timeline. The goal is to perform a section in session view, commit it into arrangement view, and then shape it into something that feels alive, mixable, and seriously musical. Let's start by setting up the project properly in session view. Think of session view as your sketchpad and your performance space. Create a clean layout with drum tracks, bass tracks, atmospherics, effects, and returns. If you can, group things early. Grouping matters a lot in this style because you'll be swapping tiny sections, duplicating clips, muting layers, and comparing variations constantly. For the drums, keep your main break on its own audio track. If you want extra layers like top hats, kick reinforcement, or snare emphasis, put those on separate tracks so you can control the edit more precisely. Color code the important stuff too. Make the main break easy to spot. Make the bass layers easy to spot. This sounds simple, but in Live 12 it helps massively when you're bouncing between variations and trying to stay creative instead of getting lost in the session. Now, grab your main break and set up a loop that's one or two bars long. If the break is already close to the project tempo, use Beats Warp mode and preserve the transients. Be careful here. This is old school DNB, so we want the break to feel human and elastic, not overly corrected and stiff. Use the fewest warp markers possible. Only tighten what absolutely needs tightening. If the break is a little messy, that's fine. In fact, that looseness can be part of the vibe. The key is not to overwarp the whole thing into submission. You want the shuffle to breathe. Now we start building the actual old school feel. And this is where a lot of people make a mistake. They think shuffle is just a groove template. But in this style, the shuffle is really about break edits. So instead of relying only on a programmed groove, create a few versions of the break. Make one version with a little more ghost note activity before the snare. Make another with a reverse tail leading into the downbeat. Make another with a small pickup kick into the next bar. And make one that leaves a tiny gap before the snare so the hit lands harder. That little bit of contrast is huge. Old school DNB loves phrasing. It loves call and response. One bar says something, the next bar answers it. You do not need to chop constantly. In fact, too much chopping can make the groove feel random. Usually, one or two well-placed silences or small edits will do more for the pocket than 100 tiny slices. If you want a bit more bite, add drum bus to the break group. Keep it tasteful. A little drive, a little crunch, and a touch of transience can bring the break forward without wrecking it. If the top end is getting harsh, use a Q8 before the drum bus and take a small dip, where needed. Usually you're just taming the ugly edge, not removing the air. That texture is part of the charm. Now let's bring in the bass. Because in old school DNB the bass and break are locked in a conversation. If the bass is too constant, the shuffle gets crowded. If the bass is too thin, the groove loses weight. So the trick is to shape the bass so it leaves room for the snare and the ghost notes. A really solid approach is to split the bass into two layers. First, a clean sub. Keep this simple. Use operator or wave eatable with a sine or near sine waveform. Mono. No extra nonsense. Short attack, controlled release, and keep it stable. The sub should support the groove, not compete with it. Then build a mid bass or res layer for the character. This is where you can get a little more movement. Detune, saturation, chorus, filter motion, subtle modulation. That layer gives the tune its personality. But even here, don't overdo it. The best dark DNB bass lines often move in a very controlled way. The motion is there, but it's not shouting. And here's a big arranging tip. Phrase the bass around the snare. Don't hit every possible note on every beat. Let some bass notes land right after the snare. Let some notes answer the break. Let some spaces exist. That negative space is what makes the groove feel intentional and heavy. Also, keep the low end centered. Put your sub and mid bass into a bass group, and use utility to keep the low frequencies mono. If the res starts to spread too wide down low, the shuffle will lose focus fast. Let the top of the bass move. Keep the bottom anchored. Once the loop feels right, it's time to do the really fun part. Capture a performance into arrangement view. Arm arrangement recording. Then launch your clips like you're playing the tune live. Don't think of this as a copy and paste process. Think of it as a performance capture. That matters. The best old school edits often come from one committed pass, then a few surgical fixes afterward. As you record, trigger variations on four bar boundaries. That keeps the phrasing musical and DJ friendly. For example, you might run the core shuffle for the first 8 bars, then drop the bass density a bit, then bring in a fill, then switch to a slightly different break ending. You're building energy through contrast, not just through volume. If something is slightly loose in the performance, that's okay. In this style, a tiny bit of looseness can actually improve the feel. But if a fill lands badly or a transition is messy, fix just that part. Don't quantize the whole section into a dead grid. The vibe is more important than perfect symmetry. Now we're in arrangement view, and this is where the edit becomes real. Treat the arrangement like a finished DNB phrase, not a sketch. Duplicate your strongest sections, then create variation every 4 or 8 bars. Small edit moves go a long way here. Drop the kick for one beat before a snare. Pull the bass out for the last half of a bar. Add a reversed cymbal into a new phrase. Replace one break slice with a tom hit or a rim accent. Cut the hats for a bar before the drop. These are simple moves, but together they make the tune feel designed. They make it feel like something a selector can mix into a set, rather than a loop that just happens to keep going. On the drum bus, you can use glue compressor lightly if needed. Keep it subtle. A little gain reduction is enough. You want the break to stay punchy. You want the ghost notes to stay alive. If you compress too hard, the shuffle can collapse and lose its snap. And if the arrangement starts to feel static, automate movement. Open the break filter slightly over 4 bars. Raise reverb send into a transition. Use a touch of delay on a fill. Even a tiny utility gain dip can create the illusion of a fake drop, which is a great trick in this style. The point is not to flood the track with effects. The point is to create tension in the spaces between the hits. This is also where the bass can come alive. Use small automation moves on the bass filter cutoff, resonance, or saturation drive. You do not need huge dramatic sweeps. In dark DNB, small precise movement often works better than giant risers. Too much motion can blur the grid. You want the arrangement to snap. A really good rule here is, automate in support of the groove, not over it. Now let's talk about resampling, because this is one of the strongest advanced moves in this workflow. Once you've got a section that feels good, freeze or resample the best break and bass moments into a new audio track. This lets you chop your own edit like source material. You can reverse a tail into a transition. Pull out a single snare hit for a fill. Create a pre-drop stutter. Resample a little room tone or delay tail, and tuck it under the break for extra atmosphere. This is where the arrangement starts to feel like a proper record, because now you're not just arranging clips. You're designing new material from your own performance. If the resampled section feels too hard or too flat, don't panic. Use EQ to clean out boxiness, add a bit of drum bus or saturator for density, and control the peaks. The goal is not generic cleanliness. The goal is to make the edit sound intentional, tight, and record-ready. Finally, make sure the whole thing works as a DJ-friendly structure. A solid old-school DNB arrangement might start with a 16-bar intro, then a first drop with the core shuffle and bass statement, then a variation section with edit fills and tension, then a heavier, second drop, and finally an outro that strips things back enough to mix out cleanly. That DJ utility matters. A great DNB edit should have space at the edges and detail in the middle. It should have enough drum information to mix, but not so much low-end clutter that it fights the next tune. Keep your headroom healthy. Don't chase loudness too early. Check the low end in mono. Make sure the kick and sub aren't fighting. If the bass is masking the snare, carve a little space in the mid-bass, and simplify before you start adding more sound design. That's an important one. When in doubt, simplify the bass before you simplify the drums. The break usually needs its personality preserved. A few final advanced thoughts before you go. Treat the session to arrangement move like a performance capture, not a clipboard transfer. That mindset alone can change the result. Don't overquantize ghost notes or fills. A slightly late pickup or a slightly rushed snare lead-in can be exactly what gives the shuffle life. Use your colors and groups aggressively. In this style, visual organization is not optional. It keeps you moving fast and making smart edits. And if you want the tune to hit harder, remember this. The excitement usually comes from the relationship between the break and the bass, not from one sound being huge by itself. So the workflow is simple, but the detail is everything. Build the shuffle in session view, perform the best take into arrangement view, then edit it like a real old-school DNB record. Keep the sub mono, Keep the break alive, use small automation moves, and make sure the arrangement can live in a set. That's how you turn a loop into a proper bounce. Now go build that shuffle, capture the energy, and make it hit like a real jungle edge DNB edit.